Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Standing for Whatever the Cost, that is the title of the first book by David and Jason Benham, and the second book, Living Among Lions, How to Thrive Like Daniel in Today's Babylon. Powerful messages in these two books, and our guests today are David and Jason Benham. Welcome to Faith and Freedom.
Thanks for having us, Matt. Good to be on.
David, we know about your story in terms of HGTV, where you had this program, and because of your views on abortion and homosexuality and marriage, they ultimately canceled you, even though you were 18 months into the production process, about ready to launch this nationally televised, I think would have been an extremely popular series. Now we have some other people that are being targeted that have a program on HGTV, and they're being targeted not even because of what they said, but it's because of what their pastor said in a sermon. I know that you all directly relate to what's going on with this couple.
That's exactly right. The Gaines, Chip and Joanna. As a matter of fact, when this is David speaking, Matt, when we were filming the first six episodes of our series, Fixer Upper, Chip and Joanna were filming their first set of series as well of episodes, and so we got to know Chip as a result, and it was just a great time. We ended up getting fired. They kept their show by God's grace. But here's what's interesting is that the thought mafia that targeted us for what we said is targeting them for simply going to a church that believes in biblical marriage and biblical sexuality within the context of marriage. But it's not going to stop. And what we said on the Megyn Kelly show when we came to the defense of the Gaines was that this isn't HGTV. This isn't the Gaines. This is a bully agenda. This thought mafia that first sought acceptance and now then wants appreciation, then celebration, and now it wants forced participation. So you look at the Obergefell same-sex Supreme Court decision in 2015, June of 15. The ceiling of Obergefell has now become the floor. In other words, you just want acceptance of gay marriage, and now that's the floor. You use that as a launching pad to vilify and demonize and bully faithful Christians out of the marketplace. That's what we're seeing, and that's why we said absolutely not on our watch. If we can stand up for the Gaines and for anyone else that's being bullied, we're going to do our best to do it.
Well, you know, you see Aaron and Melissa Klein fined because they didn't want to bake a cake for a same-sex wedding. They didn't want to actually have their talents and what they put their life into going to celebrate and promote something that is contrary to God's created order of marriage as the union of a man and a woman. You see, in Indiana, the bed and breakfast owners recently been fined as well. Jason, how do you, what is the word that you want to say to people that we're seeing these kinds of things? Because one of the things you're seeing are people being fined, coerced, and then you're also seeing some even leading pastors, if you will, that are compromising on these issues.
David and I have said on numerous occasions for radio interviews when we went on to discuss the issue with the Gaines, is that we said, look, you know, America is standing up for the Gaines right now because we all know them and we all love them, right? And but what about the people that we don't know? What about the Baronelle Stutzmans of the world and the Aaron and Melissa Klein's and the Odegaards who have lost way more? And that it's so important that we have to stand for those who can't stand for themselves. We know that the freedom of religion is the ability to live out your beliefs. The left oftentimes wants to push that into the freedom of worship, where you can live out your beliefs so long as you're in the four walls of a church. Well, we see with the Gaines situation, that's not true, because they just went to a church where they worship. They've never even discussed publicly their stand on marriage or anything like that, and yet they're getting pressure.
Yeah, I think this really illustrates that they don't want you to even associate with someone who has a belief that doesn't promote, sanction, and embrace same-sex marriage, or You know, it's same-sex marriage. Same-sex marriage is essentially going into a gender-based relationship that's obvious from not only the natural created order, male and female, but also from Scripture, from Genesis all the way to Revelation. And Jesus, specifically in Matthew 19, speaks about it and says essentially to that relationship that gender doesn't matter. The consequences of that, going to a obvious gender-based human relationship and say that gender no longer matters, means that you abolish the concept of gender. So it just becomes something that is a construct of your mind. It no longer has any objective reality or grounding. And at the end of the day, it is an ultimate outright attack on our Creator, trying to create our own world in our own image rather than enjoying the benefits of how God created us as uniquely male and female. You know, you all stood with Kim Davis. You were there that day in Kentucky when she was there in jail. We didn't know she was going to be released, but she was released that day. And Kim, like yourself, grounded in the Scripture, when she was in jail, that was one of the most spiritual moments in her life, she said, because she was there, never thought that she would ever be in that situation, but she was there standing for Jesus. She was there for 6 days. Frankly, she would be there for 6 years or for the rest of her life if that's where she felt God wanted her to be. She was so content, although alone in a prison cell, she was there surrounded by her Lord and Savior, and the angels were there, and it was one of the most spiritual, moving moments of her life. That's what ultimately was able to prepare her for that. And speak to Christians today. How do they get prepared for this battle? And what would you also say to some of our so-called elected leaders, even our pastors, on this issue?
This is David speaking, Matt, and we've deconstructed gender. It's an ultimate attack on the Creator. And we see this pattern in Romans chapter 1, and it literally goes this way. You deny truth, then you have a darkened heart, then you displace God. In other words, God no longer matters. His law, the basis of law, which is found in God's Word, his standards for righteousness, none of those matter anymore. So you displace God and you become the center of the universe. From there, it goes to degrading passions and then a depraved mind. So this is where we find ourselves in a culture, is in a depraved mind, where we're celebrating and even forcing others to participate in immorality. So it's vital for Christians, first and foremost, to get into the Word of God, to spend time in prayer, to seek the face of God. The Lord says multiple times in Scriptures, especially in the book of Jeremiah and others, these prophetic books, when a nation, the nation of Israel, had gone corrupt, He would say, seek me that you may find me, that you may have life. That's what the Lord wants. He wants us to have life. And this whole deconstruction of gender, this whole redefinition of marriage, all of these things is Satan. It's a mask for Satan, who's robbing, killing, and destroying these people that desperately want life. They want to seek the love of a father, trying to find it in the arms of another man, and they'll never find it there. So it's vital for Christians to get into the Word of God, to spend time in prayer, and then from there, to step in and be a voice. The Lord says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, and you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So this is where Christians have to be salt and light and step in today.
Well, your website is BenhamBrothers.com, BenhamBrothers.com, B-E-N-H-A-M, Brothers, all one word, .com, BenhamBrothers.com. Can people go to the website and order some of your material as well as book you all for a speaking engagement?
Yes, they can, Matt.
That was a lobball question in case you didn't know that.
Oh. I love that. That's so awesome. Let me turn that back around and say what a great job Liberty Council does and what you do, what you stand for. You know, anytime we're reading about these big, massive cases and all the Christians are saying, you know, we need to stand up for these folks that can't stand up for themselves. 9 out of 10 times, Matt, I'm seeing your name in that article and your organization. So we appreciate what you guys do and believe that whoever's listening to this needs to definitely get behind you guys.
Well, thank you, David and Jason. We appreciate you. David and Jason have spoken at our Awakening events, and it is powerful. And the interaction between the two as they kid one another, it is palpable to get that environment together. Everyone enjoys it from young to old and everyone in between. And they also have a very powerful message about walking the Christian life. That's what I love about you all. The books for David and Jason Benham, Whatever the Cost, and Living Among Lions. I encourage you to go online to purchase them. You can go to BenhamBrothers.com to purchase them. You can also do a inquiry for scheduling them in your church, your college, your community. A very powerful message that they will bring to your community. Go to BenhamBrothers.com. You can also go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org for more information. Let us know what you're seeing out there in the community so that we can get involved, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Again, lc.org.